Half Moon Run, one of Canada's talented indie bands, take the RBC stage at Base 31's historic Drill Hall in Prince Edward County on Saturday, July 27th. For 15 years, Montreal's Half Moon Run has been wowing audiences across the country and around the world with stunning harmonies, percussion, and dynamic instrumentation. Plus, Queen students and high school students, you're in luck. General admission tickets are available for just $31. Tickets available at base31.ca. Must show a valid student ID at the show to enter.
Danger, danger. The following contains explicit content. Please use caution while you are tuned in.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
CFRC is active on every social media platform. Check us out at CFRC Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And on Twitter at CFRC.
Oh, waiter.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Kingston, this is your indie wake-up call. Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie wake-up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good morning. It's Thursday, 8 a.m. Time for the Indie Wake-Up Call. We've got Rue replaced this morning with a special guest.
Replaced. No, if you've been listening to Indie Wake-Up Call way back last year, you might recognize my voice. But I'm Madison, and I'm so happy to be back in the studio today saying hi to some old friends.
This is an episode for the OG Thursday Indie Wake-Up fans.
I mean, if you're hearing my voice, that is absolutely true. It is Indie Wake-Up Call, and Rue is going to be calling in a little later on. She went to a concert last night that she's very excited about. I'm excited for her.
Field report.
Field report from Rue. We'll be getting that a little bit later on the show. But I just want to remind everyone that it is still summer and it is so beautiful. We got a slight chance of showers this afternoon. It's going to go up to 23, but the weekend is looking super sunny. High of 26 on Friday, 27 Saturday, 29 on Sunday. Yes, the humidity is going to kick in a little bit then, but come on now, it's July still. Let's go out this month with a beautiful weekend in July. And how was your week?
It was great.
Yeah.
There was so much live music going on this weekend. I didn't make it to any of it except for Queen's Players.
Oh, that's
same,
right.
Same. I went on Wednesday opening night. It was great.
Oh, yeah. It was, it was a lot of fun. I went to John Saturday, the closing night. It was a good show. Chaotic, crazy.
I went to the Barbie movie in Market Square.
You were one of the 10,000 people that I saw.
It was so fun. So that was not a concert. Yes, there was a ton of live music. Had some family events that I went to this past weekend too. So yeah, a little bit of that.
Well, speaking of Market Square, coming up, there's a show in Market Square. And Piner is going to be opening, Friends of the Show, live session alumni. Yeah. So I think we'll start it off with a song of theirs. I didn't get to be in the studio when they were doing their live session, but I did catch them at the Tiny Horse opening night show.
So get to Rockin' in the Square early is what we're saying.
Definitely, yes.
Just finer.
They're great.
Turning down the tempo 'cause it feels really good. We're not turning down the tempo 'cause it feels really good. I feel like this. the tempo is just where it should be. Not turning down the tempo because it feels really good. We're not turning down the tempo because it feels really good. We're not turning down the tempo where it feels really good. I feel like the tempo is just where it should be. No, I agree, good, because that's the tempo. It's going too fast, the tempo. It's going too fast, that's the tempo. It's going too fast, that's the tempo. Tempo, tempo, tempo.
That's a bullseye with your hands tied and your eyes closed. Should I need to know, I'll know exactly where to throw to land a bullseye. It's the way you fire it back. I'm gonna land a few more shots before fade to black. Even if you know I'm lying, I still wish you would buy it. So you tried to persistently to look in my direction. The feeling you've been wrestling with is just around the corner.
I know you're getting tired. I'm never gonna fix it. So why should I expect to see you look in my direction? The feeling I've been wrestling with is just around the corner.
Per usual, just chatting off the air and on the air. But what did we just play?
That was something from the new Astros, their new single. That was Bullseye. Their album is coming soon.
We're liking the new sound, and there's the album release party coming up at the Broom Factory. And if you want to win tickets, we are giving away some on the Indie Wake Up Call Instagram right now. You still have a chance to win those. So,
and you've heard us talk about the Astros show probably way too much, but they're like, I mean, you got to see them at least once before you leave Kingston.
Yeah, I got to go. I got to go see them. I'll definitely be the Indie Wake Up Call special.
Well, did you know that Rue boldly declared them her favorite Kingston band at the end of the year last year? I mean, I don't know where she is now. Like, she's probably got some other opinions, but I don't think so. I think she's still in Astros camp. Like, yeah, she declared them her favorite Kingston band for 2023. So
that's high praise coming from you.
Oh, totally. So we've got some things coming up, though. Like, there is some live music happening in the next few weeks, but this weekend you'd mentioned July Talk. That was Connie McKinnon.
So McKinnon Brothers Brewing hosting another in their concert series. I'm pretty sure it's one of a few. But it's July Talk, and I know that Great Kingston Band as well, the Empties, are opening for them alongside one other. We'll get that to you soon, but that should be really fun. And in case you can't drive out there, or you know, don't have a sober driver, you can take the bus service. I know it's leaving from two different locations in Kingston, so it takes you there and back. So there's plenty of options. They know it is a little bit more out of the way. But yeah, it should be a lot of fun. That's Saturday, July 27th. Gates are at 5 and the show starts at 6.
And it looks like it's an outdoor show. That's pretty good.
Oh, the farm? Yeah, you got to check that out, because they're doing Back to the Farm soon as well, with JJ Wild as a headliner. And we've got some of our favorite bands are going to be there as well. But yeah, if you can, check this place out. And Back to the Farm, they had 7,000 people there last year. They can hold a lot of people. But there's also beer there, too.
Mm-hmm. And all right, well,
it's very good.
If you're still on the fence, we'll play something from the new July Talk.
Let's go.
Yeah. like he was happy. And did you ever hear about a time that was happy? You never knew the best of us. And when I said all of those things, I didn't really mean it. It's true, I'm in love with you.
I said you're the one.
about, like, what's new, guys? Like, I feel like we have a bit of a pause in talking about things that are happening today in music, but it's still fun. We've got lots of stuff going on. We've been talking about lineups, and I just pulled up the Oceaga lineup. We're going to have the booker calling us next week to talk about how they book these bands and how it's looking for this year. Also, in 2 weeks, we're going to have Virginia Clark call us from Wolf Island Music Festival. I know you heard that correctly. Wolf Island Music Festival. There's a small version of it that's going to take place at St. Margaret's Hall on August the 9th. I'll be there to host it. And guys, have you been to Wolf Island this summer?
Oh, yes. They've got that ice cream shop by the old City Hall.
Yes.
So good. And then they've got like a little art museum thing over there.
And you were there for the eclipse.
Yes,
that's right. Where were you for the eclipse?
I was on Tyndall Field with many, many, many other Queens people. But no, I haven't been over to Wolf Island this summer. I know there was Wolfcella recently.
Yes, this past weekend.
Last weekend. Yeah,
which I didn't get a chance to go to, but I love Wolf Island. But I went over for a few shows last semester, like in the winter, for David Celia, which was really, really awesome. But definitely can't wait for a chance to go back, and this might just be it.
Yeah, I've been to Wolf Island many, many times, but I have never seen live music on Wolf Island.
So the hall is like a classic old hall, and it's just off, just sort of tucked over to the side a little bit, but it's a lovely night walk every time. That weekend is just always so magical. And the poster they have out right now, which again, they always have amazing posters, it encapsulates it. It absolutely does. The Starry Night, the good times, and then you take the ferry back to Kingston, and it's all good.
So, and who's playing?
So we've got Winter Sleep headlining, a good friend of the festival, and Boyhood and Luella, two bands that are well-known locally. And yeah, I'll just be there just saying hi to everybody and having a good night. So you might want to check it out. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. And maybe we'll get Luella in here. I think it's time to talk to her and see what's going on, because she's had a busy summer and continues. So what do you want to play?
We'll play a little bit of Boyhood, because that's the one of these I'm least familiar with.
I'll try and we'll see. this party to proceed. I've braided the shops, I've shaved my locks. I've got food and tins for when the flood begins. But bring your own water, don't say I didn't warn ya. It's the end of the world, but I've never been more ready. Supplies won't last forever, so please take it steady. RSVP, a no plus ones. This is my bunker, it's at my mom's. I spent my whole life building this for my wife, and now she's left me. Never mind.
I ordered a new sofa
from sitdown.com. Next day shipping, cause we don't have one. It fits in the bunker, it's meant to be. Right by the minibar, next to the TV.
Thank you. to talk when I dream. And you're living up there for free. I'm worried you'll find out the truth, the feelings I'm keeping from you. And I dread to think if you knew what I wanted to say, so I try to keep it down.
We're getting
to call these hotlines. What if I never find out?
Sometimes I picture the scene. You laying there next to me, warming your hands in my sleeve. I've lost track of the way I've tried to tell it out. Oh, I put on the brakes, but that didn't slow it down.
Oh, what if I want you around? Would I be letting you down if I kept the words in my mouth? What if I never
I kept the